It's Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, Veterans Day. Stay tuned for the latest on the arrest made in the slaying of Tekayla Tribbett. Michigan City's fire chief and deputy fire chief have been fired. And the Hoosier State once again sets a record in coronavirus cases. I'm Tom Maloney. This is your Lakeshore Midday News Update. But first, a Chicago man has been arrested in connection with the shooting death of a 14-year-old girl whose body was found in a Gary alley. Inspector Nick Gonzalez of the U.S. Marshals Service Great Lakes Regional Fugitive Task Force says 35-year-old Dion Simmons was wanted in the slaying of Tekayla Tribbett. The Times reports she was found dead last year, 2 weeks after she had been reported missing in Chicago. Gonzalez says Simmons was taken into custody without incident at about 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday on Chicago's South Side. It was not clear what charges he may face. Gary Community Schools Corporation will begin full-time remote instruction effective Monday because of the growing number of COVID-19 cases in Northwest Indiana. Manager Dr. Paige McNulty said in a news release this morning that the Gary Schools team made this decision out of concern for the safety of teachers and staff who have been coming into school buildings 3 days a week to deliver instruction. McNulty adds, quote, "Until it is deemed safe by health officials, our buildings will remain closed and we will continue with our virtual learning platform remotely," end quote. Essential administrators and IT team members will be on site to work and offer any technical assistance as needed by teachers, students, and parents. Michigan City's mayor has fired his fire chief and deputy fire chief after an off-duty incident now under investigation by Indiana State Police. Mayor Dwayne Perry says the incident in question occurred Thursday at the home of a Michigan City firefighter and involved a group of off-duty firefighters. No details have been released about the incident. Perry said he released Fire Chief Craig Krivak and Deputy Fire Chief Kyle Kazimierczak, quote, "in part due to their handling of this incident," end quote, the Times reported. State police declined to comment on the ongoing investigation. Meanwhile, fire officials across Northwest Indiana say the public should stop openly burning materials outside after a string of brush fires. The Liberty Township Volunteer Fire Department warned in a statement Monday that fall conditions can enhance the potential for wildfires. It says the season, quote, "increases the fuel load on the ground as the humidity in the materials dry out, increasing the potential for fire activity," end quote. Two large brush fires broke out in Lake County last week. One of them led to evacuations in Gary. A federal judge has recused herself from the bribery case of a former Northwest Indiana mayor only days after setting a date for his retrial in the case. The Post-Tribune reports that U.S. District Court Chief Judge Teresa Springman in Hammond recused herself Friday from the case involving former Portage Mayor James Snyder. On November 2nd, Springman had scheduled December 7th as the start for Snyder's retrial on a soliciting bribes charge, which alleges that he solicited a bribe from two local businessmen. Snyder was convicted in February 2019 of bribery and federal tax violations, but the bribery verdict was later overturned. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development says the online system for managing unemployment claims will be down temporarily. The agency took the Uplink system offline Tuesday night and plans to have it available again by 2 p.m. Central today. DWD says it's a precautionary measure while it investigates suspicious activity on the site. Over the past week, the agency noticed occasional spikes in traffic that caused the server to reach its user capacity. State health officials say Indiana is continuing its record-setting increases in COVID-19 hospitalizations and new infections, with the state once again surpassing 4,000 new cases. The Indiana State Department of Health also reported Tuesday 63 newly recorded COVID-19 deaths, raising Indiana's pandemic death toll to 4,731, including confirmed and presumed coronavirus infections. Indiana's 4,879 new COVID-19 infections reported Tuesday by the state agency are the state's second highest daily count of new cases and mark the sixth straight day Indiana has reported more than 4,000 cases. Indiana's seven-day rolling average for newly confirmed cases also rose to 4,490, its highest level of the pandemic. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Todd Young will self-quarantine after meeting last week with a staff member in Indiana who has since tested positive for COVID-19. The Indiana Republican announced Monday that he's halting all in-person activities until further notice. He says that, quote, out of an abundance of caution, end quote, he has decided to self-quarantine to protect the health and safety of constituents, Senate colleagues, and staff. Young says he feels healthy, is working from home, and not experiencing any symptoms, but he will be tested for the virus this week. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources is offering veterans and active duty military free admission to state parks, reservoirs, state forests, and state off-road vehicle riding areas today. Everyone accompanying the veteran or active duty military member in their vehicle will also receive free admission. The average price of gas across Indiana is $2.03 per gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's down about 2 cents where it was Monday. The cheapest gas in the state is in Merrillville, where it's $1.69 a gallon. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight clear skies, a low near 31. Thursday, sunny, a high near 54. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, a low near 32. Breezy, though, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Friday, sunny skies, a high near 41, still breezy with wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Saturday, a 50% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. For Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.